Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, we're actually on the air?
At 10:06, it's time for the 10 o'clock hour of the Metal Injection Live cast.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to 6 minutes of dead air, or I don't even know what happens before we call in the show, but...
Maybe that World of Warcraft guy has an extra 6 minutes added to his show before us.
Is that that guy?
The guy with the glasses that talks about World of Warcraft.
Well, the reason we're late this week, it's not only because I'm stoned, because that's only part of the reason.
Because our food came late.
That's also part of the reason, but also Blog Talk Radio, our fantastic hosts for this live podcast, they changed their design. And, you know, to be able to host a show, you need like a special host ID, and... it wasn't where it usually is. So I had to scramble, and, you know, being the elite hacksaw that I am, I found it only 6 minutes late. So you're welcome, everyone.
But the fact that you were high and stoned is why you only did that 1 minute before the show started.
Yeah, that's right. I was both high and stoned.
Right. Just wanted to drive home the point. So in the studio, we have your normal hosts. I'll use that. Or loosely, Noah and Rob, who are here every week with me, 3D. We also have the lovely Sid.
Hello, everybody.
Sitting in with us. And
the stockbroker.
A rare appearance. Put your pants back on, Sid. All right. And the very, very lovely Anthony.
Aloha.
Anthony's a Metal Injection original on the show even before
He's vintage.
You know Anthony as the... host of the Metal Injection VJ Search, as well as...
the racist one who confuses all the Asians and calls them Yoshi.
Yoshi. What's that for?
I just saw cricket sound effects. Play cricket sound effects.
And also, Anthony played the unruly ghetto teen on the Jerry Springer parody that we did.
Also, Anthony is in a band. Anthony, why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, my band? My band,
Just being in a band.
Oh, being in a band. Being in a band's awesome.
Great, that's wonderful.
That's enough. Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show.
But yeah, my band, we're from Brooklyn. Our name's In All Dishonesty. You can check us out on MySpace, myspace.com/InAllDishonesty.
Oh, you guys have MySpace?
Yeah, we do.
Does that cost any money? Do you have to pay for
it? It's gonna soon.
Yeah, right.
That's all I have to say about that.
You watch. Oh, you watch.
All right. Well, we have a wonderful show.
Are you watching, Rob?
No way.
I'm listening.
I don't see you watching.
I don't know about watching.
It got really hostile in here. Guys are staring each other down like Mexicans. So, what do we have on tap for the show today, Rob?
On this very cold show today, I don't think the people at home get the reference. But we have a ton of good stuff. As always... I just got a text message, which is obviously way more important than the show. As always, you know, we're going to talk about the latest happenings in the metal world and then the latest happenings in the non-metal world as well, because we know that you people rely on our live cast to tell you what's happening for non-metal things, because you guys don't pay attention.
Everything beyond metal.
And let's face it, anyone can laugh at Britney Spears. You don't have to be... you can be a metalhead and still laugh at that.
It's okay, guys.
Yeah. And one thing I want to mention while we're on the air is that when I listened to last week's show, I noticed there was a lot of feedback, a lot of hiss. So I think we should stay a little further away from...
well, actually, that was me. I was going...
oh, you fucking douche.
I'm sorry. I fucked it up.
You're such a cunt.
I just thought that might be entertaining to go...
I didn't hear last week's show. How was it? I only listen when I'm on. So.
You're always on.
Oh. I will dare say that it was our best episode yet.
It's pretty good.
Well, it's a podcast. It's an episode of a podcast. All right, and webisode isn't a real word. It's just jargon. Damn it. Who invited him?
So.
You.
On a Twitter.
Can we tell everybody what Anthony is doing right now?
Yeah. Tell us.
He's eating a delicious bowl of, is it vegetarian chili?
Yeah.
And
made by Noah.
Why is he eating vegetarian chili?
Because Rob's an asshole.
Because I'm stoned and high.
Because Rob ordered Chinese food.
Well, Japanese.
Japanese.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's all the same, Darren.
No, it's different. This one is Japanese. And
so he ordered Chink food. And I'm just kidding. Jap food. So he ordered. So he goes.
I'm going to walk out.
Sits Japanese and Chinese on his mother's side.
Go
today. So Rob orders the food, and Anthony specifically says, I am allergic to sesame oil, which they slather everything in.
Well, seeds. Sesame seeds.
Seeds.
God, and tell the story right.
Rob, wanting to see Anthony have an allergic episode, a webisode. Conveniently forgets to tell the guy that he's allergic to sesame seeds. The food came with it.
Also. Now, let me explain to you how my brain works. It's much like Kelly Bundy in that it can only store so much information. And at this point, in order to put new information in, I'd have to get rid of some old information. And my brain assessed Anthony's request as not worth it information. So I never, like, I heard him and I responded, like, okay, no problem. But I never went into my computer in my mind's file menu and pressed save. Well, I'm getting all computerical.
Yeah, don't confuse everyone who doesn't know how to operate a computer.
Anyway, that's my story.
I'd love to see what would happen if you were, like, faced with a choice between, like, if you were had to run from an oncoming train and take a shit at the same time. What would happen?
Well,
which would get pushed out?
Your entrails or your shit?
So, yeah, anyway, No Injection Podcast is on the air.
We're online, people, and we have a phone number.
Why are you yelling that?
I just wanted to make sure people heard it. It's 646-929-1357. And you don't even have to call in if you're listening. I believe there's a talk button. A talk button.
Go figure what the kids have.
Press the talk button.
What does the talk button do?
It allows you to talk.
Except, unfortunately, when you push the talk button, you sound like that, that voice that Rob was just doing.
That's a little downside. But, you know, let's get the show on the road. I have something I want to, you know, Anthony, on the radio, you could hear sound.
Well, you didn't give the number.
So,
it's okay. It's a directional microphone. I'll just turn it.
Anthony opened up the world's largest bag of Tostitos. Shit's bigger than your head.
But, so last week on the show, for you guys that weren't here, we had this discussion about how I felt that Ozzy Osbourne as a vocalist is a little overrated. And I talked about how, you know, I feel Tony Iommi doesn't get much respect and everything and all that. But this week on Blabbermouth, there was a story about how Metallica might be in the Hall of Fame. And the article is about how they are having trouble figuring out who should induct them, you know, and they were whatever. And but at the bottom of the post, there was a clip of Metallica when they inducted Black Sabbath into Hall of Fame, covering Black Sabbath.
Oh,
and
God, I saw this.
And how I said that I totally take back that I think Ozzy is an overrated singer, because here is Metallica covering Hole in the Sky. Oh, see.
Metallica.
See, that's the problem. They didn't get Metallica. They got Metallica. The best Black Sabbath song ever ruined by Metallica.
Probably the computer. I hear it fine. I hear it low.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
How terrible does that sound?
Listen, it's like, I think part of the reason it sounds so bad is because it's a YouTube clip.
Yeah.
In person, it probably sounded a little bit better.
No, it's because it's a YouTube clip of a terrible singer.
Well, yeah, that too.
Hole in the sky.
It was my headphones. Wait, now I don't hear anything. Hello.
Oh, that's great, because we can hear you, Rob.
Rob, you sing Hole in the Sky. It'll sound better than James Hetfield.
Yes.
I have got it. I know who should induct Metallica. Avril Lavigne.
Oh. No. No.
Wait,
no. The right person to induct them is Ja Rule. Louder.
We ready to rock this. Yeah.
Metallica.
He's right. Like, please shut this off. I can't stand it.
I was asking him to stop messing with his headphones, Jack.
That's what she said.
Yeah, stop messing with your headphones, Jack.
Honestly, Dave Mustaine should induct Metallica, don't you think?
That might be the most interesting induction.
Yeah.
Here they are. The band that stole my life.
What do you mean I have to induct Metallica?
My
life. That's all the lyrics I know.
I jerk off to them every day.
What do you mean I'm broke?
What?
What about their old bassist, Cliff Burton? I haven't heard him do any music.
Oh, I wonder if Jason Newsted gets inducted too. Because I mean,
no,
well, what happens with other bands when they've had like rotating members, but they're still active with different members? What do they do?
They suck.
No, but like, yeah, what?
I've never, like, who?
I don't know, Van Halen, right?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Is Van Halen in the Hall of Fame? They are, right?
They have to be, yeah.
So who got inducted? Both the singers? Well, I'm not even counting Gary Cherone because.
Yeah.
You said Van Halen, not Van Kraplin.
That's a good one.
Van.
All right, let's have some silence while Rob searches Wikipedia.
I searched Van Halen audition.
What do you mean people don't like dead air?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Nah, there's nothing. Nothing.
What do you mean Metallica's in the Hall of Fame? Oh, there we go, right? Van Halen. Hall of Fame. Who inducted them? Let's see.
It was me.
No, I'm just kidding.
Got it. Let's move on.
Let's take a break.
Got on the air, people.
I think that would be a more professional thing to do.
Let's make Anthony eat sesame seeds.
Why start being professional now?
Yeah.
Anthony, when you were a kid, did you like break out if you watched Sesame Street?
Yes, viciously. Hives, the whole nine.
When did you find out you were allergic to sesame seeds?
I don't really remember, actually. I was really young.
That's what happens. The sesame seeds put him in a coma.
Have you ever actually eaten them and something happened to you? Like, what happens?
My throat closes up to about the size of a peanut.
Oh,
and
a penis?
Yeah, about the size of a penis. Coincidentally, I don't know.
Have you ever put one in there to see?
I've put objects that are penis shaped and similar in there, and
but not a penis.
But not,
that'd
no,
be gay.
No, I don't do that. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Not for free, at least.
That's pretty sick, though. I don't have anything that I'm that allergic to that I can.
No, it's not that bad. It's annoying more than anything. And I'd like to, you know.
Oh, Anthony, listen. Oh,
no.
I got it. He's turning red.
I don't have headphones. I can't hear anything.
It's a Sesame Street theme song. Oh, my God. Anthony just went into convulsions.
We should start.
I think he's dead.
Anthony can eat sesame seeds.
Hi, bird.
Good times. Good times, everyone. So let's see what else is in the news. Let's see what else is in the news.
Just the fact that you're on... I just wanted to say something about Blabbermouth, which is really funny. Like, every time you link me to there, it's like, it doesn't even matter what it is, the comments are identical.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
Exactly identical. Like, whatever the topic is, that topic fucking sucks. They haven't been cool for like 10 years. Like, it doesn't matter if it's Metallica or whatever, like Slipknot or whatever. They fucking, and they all argue with each other about who started hating the band first.
It's not insightful commentary at all. But I found this one story which states that Tommy Lee has some interesting backstage dress rules. Apparently, you know, obviously since Motley Crue is so huge, and they can't stand each other, every member has their own dressing room. And apparently in Tommy Lee's room, what are you wanting about, Nella?
Each one of them has their own dressing room.
Isn't that normal, though? Or, like,
is there an echo? No, that's not very
normal. I mean, it's not normal for, like, a local band, but for someone that, a band that well-known, they'd probably all do that.
I guess. I don't know. I've seen, like, writers for other bands on like,
and they actually share a dressing room? Like, Metallica shares a dressing room?
Aren't they friends?
That seems weird, though. Like, even if they were best friends, like, that they don't you want
to... Yeah.
Private moment, you know.
Don't you guys look at each other's penises?
Well.
That's only in public swimming.
But that's us. That's not a good example.
Guar looks at each other's penises.
Because they're outside the costume.
Well, I remember at Sounds of the Underground a few years ago, we were trying to get an interview with Guar, and Odorous of Guar, and Odorous kept blowing me off, and he was like, you know, I'm really drunk right now. Come back in an hour. Not his fault.
Like he was going to get less drunk in an hour.
Yeah, right? And then I'd come back in an hour, and he's like, I'll come back after we play. And then, so...
But, okay, sorry.
Being the persistent one that I am, like, right after they got off stage, I went backstage because I had, you know, the right credentials. You know, I don't want to play with fun. So I go backstage, and they have, like, a production truck, which is, like, directly connected to the stage that they all locked into. And I kind of, like, peeked in the truck, and it was very clear that all of them were naked. So I just walked away. I was like, maybe now's not the right time.
Well, there's probably so many costume changes with the Guar that they're just, it's like a necessity, and they're so used to it already that they just walk around with the schlongs hanging out. So who has the biggest penis in Guar?
Well, you know, I don't know if they'd want it on air. But anyway, back to Tommy Lee.
Speaking of big penises, I thought you were going to say that wasn't the same time when we actually got to him interview him at the end, right? That was the year before?
No, that was that year.
That was that year, because that was the most awkward interview
ever
in history.
Just to let you guys know what happened. We, as our alter egos, Metal Misha and Sinister Sasha, we were doing that In Search of Guar, Sounds of the Underground thing, and the end was supposed to be that Odorous in costume, like, either beats us both up or kills us. Like, we hadn't had an official ending, but he was going to, like, go over on us. And he was just too drunk, and then at the end, and then he's like, whatever, I'll just do it after we do our thing. But then he came to us without makeup, and he was just like, yeah, I mean, without his costume.
I'll say something real funny. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll say something really funny, but, I put my costume away, and then you could take the story from here, Dan.
And then he just didn't say anything funny.
He was just awkwardly telling the truth of the situation.
Yeah, he's like, look, guys, we've done a lot of sketches together. You're not really Russian. I'm not really an alien from another planet. I don't really piss blood on people. And we're doing a comedy sketch, and I just don't feel very funny right now. So I promise I'll do something with you guys next time. And that's basically
That was pretty much it. We somehow saved it with some very convenient editing by Frank.
Yeah, we were just you see our faces during the video. Like, what?
Like, there was nowhere to go from there. Like, we couldn't even, like...
Well, we were. It actually kind of, in a way, made it funnier because, like, then we go right back into the Russian, you know?
Yeah.
And we're like, that faggot, Odorous, I'll kill him. You know, right after he just said it's all a sketch, you know?
Yeah. So Tommy Lee.
Sorry.
I guess that's not as good as the Guar story, but Tommy Lee apparently says if you want to enter his dressing room, you have to take a piece of clothing off. And goes on to say that you must, your pants, your top, or else you're not allowed in my dressing room. Now, I wonder, is that really applied to, like, everybody? Because, like, okay, let's say they had, like, some electrical problem and they needed, like, the venue's electrician to come into the room. Is he going to make that dude take his shirt off? Like, is that something you want to see?
Yeah.
Like a 300-pound man's boobs.
Yeah.
Why does he have to be 300 pounds?
I just assume that all electricians are overweight.
It's in the union.
Can.
Yeah,
yeah. Why can't he be 400 pounds? Yeah. He'd actually be a little bit more voluptuous.
300 or up.
Oh, he was going on the low end of the spectrum.
Whose phone is on?
Oh.
Whose phone?
Now you got to put that call on the air now. If we hear the ring.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, Anthony? Weird. We can hear the caller, but not Anthony.
Come back to bed. I miss you, darling.
So that was the Tommy Lee story. That was all.
That was an.
Who cares?
Oh, we had someone on the line.
That was a thin.
Is it Anthony calling us?
That was a thin electrician calling in to complain about us.
Dude.
Whoa, you gotta turn.
Dude, you need. I'm gonna hang up on you for a second.
Wait, no, we could just mute
you.
You
need to put the headphones on, buddy. You need to put your headphones on.
I don't have any headphones, bro.
Well, then you need to turn your computer sound down. Listen, just turn your computer sound down and listen through the phone.
Yeah, turn your computer sound off.
Oh. Okay, no, I turned him off.
Oh, wait, turn it back on.
Hello?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. No, you got it. Listen, turn your computer speakers off.
No, but he's calling us through the computer.
Yeah,
all right, just close out of the show.
That's definitely a bug of this wonderful Blog Talk Radio system.
We should write them a letter.
Well, this is the only one that even somewhat worked, though, out of all the ones that we tried. So,
but
call back through a phone probably would work better.
If you have a cell phone, I'm sure it has free long distance. We just learned that earlier.
Or free nights.
It is free. It is late at night. You get the free nights and the weekend. And it is the night and the weekend. So, anyone doing anything interesting this weekend? Anyone else?
Same shit, different day.
I'm going to Atlantic City. But I do that every weekend. So.
You go every weekend?
No.
Almost every weekend?
No.
Every
I was trying to make myself sound more interesting. I'm sorry.
I think that makes you sound less interesting.
Have you ever been there? That place is where hope goes to die.
Yeah.
Hope?
Like,
you didn't vote for Obama in Atlantic City. No hope there. Really? Is
that really true, or are you just making that up? Hello.
Who's this?
Oh, that's much better.
What's up, dude? This is Josh.
What's up, Josh?
That fucking Blog Talk Radio sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
Tell me about it.
Well, what sucks about it?
It took me like 15 minutes to fucking make a little, I guess, a membership with the... And then I had so much trouble trying to connect.
Oh, really?
Oh,
my apologies. My apologies.
We're going to kill them.
We're looking into technological improvements to the show. But in the meantime, what's up with you?
Nothing, dude. I'm just chilling. I'm fucking bored.
Where are you calling from?
You guys. Texas.
Did you call last week?
No. It's the first time I've ever listened to you guys.
We have a lot of listenership from Texas.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of... Hey, is there a big metal scene in your town? What part of Texas are you from?
I'm in Dallas, dude.
Oh, big metal scene in Dallas?
It's dying, to say the least, but there used to be.
Is there, like, what? Is there any, like, big bands that have come from Dallas?
Devourment is from Fort Worth, which is, like, literally, like, connected to Dallas. Kill the Clients from Dallas. Devil Drivers from Dallas.
Them. I've heard of Devourment.
So I'm trying to think if there's anyone else I know that's from around here.
Do you play some sort of musical instruments?
Yeah, I play guitar and drums.
At the same time?
The one-man band.
He's got cymbals strapped to his knees.
Let me ask you, is it a real guitar or a plastic guitar? connects to a video.
It's a real guitar. But I do
what are you taunting the guy for?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you because my co-host is being rude.
I play a real guitar, and I also play Guitar Hero, too.
Oh. How do you feel about Guitar Hero?
I
want to know his opinion.
At first, I thought it was really, really lame, and I trashed on all my friends for playing it. But then I started to play it, and it was really shitty because I started off on medium, and I was like, damn, I was listening to the music and couldn't get a feel for it. But once I got into expert, it started to, like, play all along with the song, so I could actually start to, like, progress.
There you go. If you're a musician, just jump right into expert.
That's
what
you got
to
do.
That's the trick right there.
Or play a real guitar.
Yes, that's
boring. Boring. So Josh, is there anything you want to ask us?
I don't know. I can't really think of anything right now. I was loving that Dave Mustaine impression, though.
That was an impression. He was actually here.
He's
actually
here.
Yeah.
He was the bathroom.
Right. Him, dude.
We brought him some coke. And...
I have the Bible.
Funny Dave Mustaine story. A band that was on tour with Dave Mustaine that we're good friends with, we were hanging out with them. And I was just asking one of them, I was like, you know, what's it like touring with Dave Mustaine? And he's like, dude, the guy's the biggest dick ever. The guy's such a dick. We did a photo shoot the other day, and, like, it was all the singers of the bands on the tour, and the guy had a big bag of weed, and he didn't share with anybody.
What?
Yeah. Oh, apparently Dave Mustaine is completely off the wagon.
You can like, handle my weed.
I wonder what would happen if Dave Mustaine ever met Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good. That would be classic.
That would be intense.
You guys should try to fucking hook something up with that.
Yeah, we need to get Macho on the
phone. Oh, he's not doing anything.
Yeah, he's in bulk. He's in that, his credited character is Thug.
Oh, he's just a thug?
Oh, Thug.
I thought he was like a wrestler named Thug.
Unless there's a character named Thug, which is not very... I guess when the movie's named Bolt, there might be a character.
Yeah, my career's really taking off, yeah. In my next picture, I'll be playing bystander number 3. Yeah, dig it.
Are you
man a... hit by truck. Ooh, yeah.
Shit. So do you guys play any music while you're doing this, or is it just all, like, live talking and shit?
Yeah, we do. We do music. Would you like to request a song?
Pick
oh,
Ja Rule.
Shit.
Yeah,
no.
Or Avril.
No.
You don't like Ja Rule? You never heard of Ja Rule?
No.
Without...
No, I actually hate Ja Rule.
We'll be
like
giving away 6 tickets later in the hour. Right now, Ja Rule and Metallica on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Oh, nice job, producer. I played it. I turned it off, but that's enough. That's enough.
Making me look like a lousy DJ here.
What else is new?
Oh.
I'm not even going to argue with you.
Ladies, please.
So, yeah, what do you want to request?
I'm looking on my fucking iTunes right now. I'm trying to think of something good. Do you guys have any unexpected?
If it's on your iTunes, you can just listen to it.
Yeah.
It kind of renders radio obsolete. Like, I can see why they're going downhill. Because, like, you want to request something? No, I'll just download it. Like, fuck it. It'll take me 10 seconds anyway.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, and even if you want, like, okay, the one positive of radio is that you'll listen to music that you wouldn't normally put on yourself, or you could discover new music. But you don't even need a radio for that. There's Last.fm, Pandora,
exactly.
And those websites now are making apps for your phone. So if you have a fast enough connection, which most phones do, you could just stream radio from your phone.
Or you can subscribe to SiriusXM. You can get the same thing on your phone.
That you have to pay for.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a great thing that none of us work in the radio industry.
Yeah.
It's all about the freeze and not the fee.
One of the people here work in the radio industry. Well, one of them interns and one of them actually works there.
It's only $12.95, and then if you add other services, it's only $4 for each radio.
Figure out who's the intern at Sirius.
Who are the people arguing against internet piracy? They work for radio stations. But I don't. So fuck all of you.
What are the best ways to steal music on the internet, Rob?
Well,
I don't know.
Hey, I've heard a lot about these new torrents. How do those work?
Well, a torrent is a...
That's what I use.
No, we're not going to talk about that because we support buying music.
Yeah,
right. Hey, I buy CDs. I just download them first and then buy them when I go to the show.
What is the last CD that you bought?
The last CD that I bought was probably Arsis, We Are the Nightmare.
All right. That is a good band.
I like them too, yeah.
Oh, Macho Man's a metalhead?
Ooh, yeah!
I think Macho Man at this point is anything you want him to be.
I listen to some metal for a couple of bucks.
Engines. Let's just take that into account.
You got a cheeseburger?
What?
Really hungry, yeah!
How about we play some Death? Do you like Death?
I like
Death.
I like Death.
Do you like Death? All right, we're going to play a little Crystal Mountain.
You have to like Death.
A little Crystal Mountain on the Metal Injection Radio. Josh, thank you for calling in, buddy.
All right, dude. Keep it wolf, bro.
Stay black.
All right, later.
Yeah, Metal Injection live casts. Metalinjection.net, baby.
So we were just talking about death. And
the band, not the thing. Not,
well, not actually led to that. But Darren, why don't you tell us a little story?
Because we were all right in the first season of Metal Injection,
like episode five.
Yeah, there was this, and it used to be seasons and episodes, which we don't have now.
Webisode.
Yeah, webisode. The webisode of Metal Injection. We had this, we had a growl-off contest. Like, we went to where some band was rehearsing or whatever. So, all right, we're going to have this growl-off, like, as a joke. And the joke was, at the end, Noah would come on and we would dub in this ridiculous growl. Like,
no, I really did growl like that.
Right. Yeah. You just opened your mouth and nothing came out. And then it sounded like, whatever. So I did some growl and I had my like pre-growl banter saying like, this is my homage to Chuck Schuldiner of death. Not knowing that he was dead, I kind of called him a fag.
You didn't know he was dead?
Not at the time, no.
He was dead for like 5 years.
No, he wasn't. It was like 2002. He died like, what, 2000, right?
It wasn't 2002. It was 2004.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Let's see.
I didn't know. I wasn't up on my death metal. Not Chuck Schumer. So, anyway, the point of the story is I basically said he sounded a little effeminate in his stage banter. And everyone around me is like, oh, too soon, man. Too soon, you can't. I'm like, what? Too soon, what?
He died in 2001.
All right, so it was like 3 years
September
after he
Legends
died.
Attacks?
December 13th.
Depression over the 9/11
attack? Yeah. He's a delayed reaction.
He died from brain cancer.
Oh.
I told you.
So look at all that dick.
That causes brain cancer?
You can't talk bad about Chuck. You can't,
but it's the truth.
Wait, so that causes brain cancer? Who cares?
Every girl I ever dated told me she couldn't touch my dick because of the brain cancer. Right? Noah?
What?
You told me this like 2 hours ago.
What did I do?
No,
you said
you headphones on her. They
you said you couldn't suck his dick because it would cause you a brain tumor.
No, I just couldn't find it.
Oh! Completely uncalled for.
So,
we're going to take this to the street.
I think you two should have a growl off right now. Recreate that growl that we didn't dub in. Go ahead.
Oh my God, it is true. Wait, is that James Hetfield singing Hold in the Sky?
Hold in the Sky!
Yeah! So,
gobble, gobble.
So we're back. And
speaking of death, weren't we going to have a special guest who just recently died?
Oh.
Yeah, we have a caller.
We have a caller
that we set up.
And
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Patrick Swayze. I had the cancer in my ass, and I just died.
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
I've heard penis is
caused. No, that's a brain tumor.
Wait, so Patrick Swayze, you were just on Barbara Walters, and...
Yeah, it was right before I died.
You said you have cancer, and you can die at any moment, and now what are you talking about?
I'm sort of like, you remember that movie I was in, Ghost?
Yeah, of course.
Craziest shit actually happened. I'm in limbo. I was calling, I was looking for a Whoopi Goldberg. Is she here?
Wait, what?
Whoopi Goldberg.
What show do you think you're calling?
Isn't this the View calling number?
No, this is the Metal Injection Livecast call number.
So, wait, no Whoopi Goldberg.
No. No, we don't have a Whoopi Goldberg here.
We have Rob.
You do have a really nice ghostly aura around your voice.
Well, this is limbo. This is how it's pretty empty.
Do you see any other ghosts?
I think I see that guy who used to sing for death. I don't remember his name, though. Chuck Schumer, I think, right?
No, is it Chuck Schuldiner?
Hold on, let me ask him. Yo, what's your name?
My name is Chuck.
Yeah, I think that's that guy.
hey, you're pretty sexy, in a manly kind of way.
Don't touch me.
Is it too soon to make this joke?
Hey, what are you doing with that pottery wheel? Put that away.
It's up to you. Whoa, my love.
You have an angelic singing voice. Anybody ever tell
you
that?
Come here, Patrick. I'll show you the real meaning of love, Patrick. I'll show you my unchained melody.
Ooh. But seriously, do you know where Whoopi Goldberg is?
I'm telling you, you're calling the wrong show. This is not The View.
Do you have
we don't even have a pottery wheel or anything.
Do you have any information on Demi Moore's whereabouts?
Oh, yeah, she's at that nightclub on 42nd Street in Times Square. In front of it. In front of it, yeah. She's waiting for some guy to pick her up.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Her career is in the same place as Randy Savage.
Right now. Yeah.
Get out of here. Where's the broom? Get out of here.
You know who else Randy Savage kind of sounds like? James Hetfield from Metallica. Is he up there, Patrick?
James Hetfield? Hold on, let me take a look. Actually, yeah, I think it's him right here.
Is his career up there? If he's not dead?
Ooh!
Nothing else, Noah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Sing to me.
So how do you do what you do? Ooh.
I don't know why everybody's laughing. I just died of cancer. Not funny.
Funny. Ow.
I'm in limbo. Obviously, I have to set something right. I don't know what it is. I thought Whoopi Goldberg could help me. You guys are not helping me find Whoopi Goldberg.
All right, maybe we should let you go try to find Whoopi Goldberg.
I'll call back later if I succeed.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Patrick. That was Patrick Swayze, everybody.
Thank God.
So, I remember the last movie I saw him in was Donnie Darko, in which he played a pedophile motivational speaker.
So basically a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
So we might not echo. Is that the echo from the room or?
No, I hear it in my
headphones. I hear no echo.
I hear it in my headphones.
I think your headphones are just fucked up.
Maybe they're too loud, but we might not be on the air right now. I decided that.
It's because all that shit we talked about, Block Talk Radio.
Patrick Swayze is.
I'll show them, motherfuckers.
They press the red button over there.
Block Talk Radio. So should we just stop doing
that? That's why it was like, it took me like fucking 15 minutes. Like, I don't know, it was all fucked up.
Wow, imagine if we've been down for like a while.
Once Block Talk Radio found out that Whoopi Goldberg wasn't here, they're like, well, why the hell are we broadcasting?
Or maybe Robin's just really stoned.
Yeah, Rob, they wouldn't give us a show, but Rob, like, name-checked Whoopi Goldberg. And said,
By
all means, you can have a primetime slot. And then, like, they just listen to the show and realize it's...
I wish I was actually taping this.
Oh, we missed all of that?
Yeah, everything.
Let's repeat everything.
Well, we're still on the phone with... No, I didn't press record.
But they record it, right?
Well, yeah, we're still on the phone with them, so theoretically, they could be taping this.
Okay.
And how do you get back into it?
Well, why don't we just take a music break? So might
not even be Block Talk Radio.
So, if you're still listening, here's a little bit of heavy metal for you, but you probably aren't listening... because the website is down.
If you are listening and you know one of our phone numbers, please let us know that you're listening and you can hear us.
And also, here's some music for the people listening to this on the archive that's that recorded. This is a song Noah picked. So
Ted, before you play that, this is by far the most professional radio show I've ever worked on.
Oh, bar none. Bar none, absolutely. Absolutely. And is this band called Harding Rock?
Yeah, it's actually Ethan from Emperor and his wife.
That's what she said.
On Metal Injection Livecast.
Wow.
We are back. We are back, and we are rocking. Rocking and rolling. We had a little downtime. Apparently, it seems like our show might not have been broadcasting.
Disappeared.
It was kind of weird. I hope somebody recorded it, because we sure didn't.
Terrible.
But we're back. And
we have a special guest.
Who invited another woman?
I did. All right.
I guess that makes sense. But give us a call. And while we were in the music break, Patrick Swayze actually called us back. And he said he had something to contribute to the show. Patrick Swayze, are you there?
Hello.
Patrick.
I was looking for Whoopi Goldberg. I found this bin with all these compact discs in it with this band Anal Cunt. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, of course I've heard of it. Wait, there's like a record store in...
I guess sometimes...
Wait, where are you again?
I'm in Limbo.
Oh, where is that?
Sometimes CDs just get left here, I guess. They're CDs with unfinished business.
Wait, unfinished business is in a CD bin?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, but anyway, so you have some Anal Cunt CDs.
Yeah, and they have very interesting song titles.
Oh,
would you like me to read some of them for you?
So, all right, we have Patrick Swayze on the air right now.
Maybe this is why I'm here.
To
read Anal Cunt song titles until I get sent to the next life.
On Metal Injection Radio.
I'll take what I can get.
All right, well, go ahead, Patrick Swayze.
Well, all right. Track one is called Face It, You're a Metal Band. What do you think of that? You all right with that?
That's not bad.
There's a track called Everyone in Alston Should Be Killed. Do you know what that is?
I don't know. Do you know where Alston?
Well, I think it's clickable.
Wait a minute. A CD title is clickable?
Limbo is a weird place, man. You should check it out.
It's like the future, man.
Track six, I Noticed That You're Gay.
Whoa.
It's the track. I'm not making a personal message here.
Oh, okay.
Though I did notice that.
Wait, what?
We all notice it every day.
In Limbo, we get newsletters.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's amazing that you can notice that someone's gay all the way from another plane of existence.
That's how gay he is, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, like
it's like an 11 on the dial. He gets the special gay dial that goes to...
Is that the dial?
That Spinal Tap? It's one of my big influences. All the dance scenes in Footloose. Picked up from Nigel.
You were in Footloose?
I was the double. I was Kevin Bacon's double. Dancing double.
Are you sure you just didn't think, Patch? I mean, you were in Footloose and confused yourself with...
Wait, what does that mean?
Wait, never mind.
I think that was me. Could you check my IMDb page? I don't get good Wi-Fi in Limbo.
I think your memory goes like a little Swiss cheesy when you're in Limbo, too.
I'd kill for some Swiss cheese right now. There's no food in Limbo.
Wait, so you get hungry in Limbo?
Yeah.
What would you, if you could have anything right now, what would you have?
I'd have some Swiss cheese.
Oh, I guess we ran out of
it. It's top of mind.
Are there any more song titles?
There's a song title called You're a Fucking Cunt.
Whoa!
Which I don't know if they're called anal cunt, so is that even an insult in their mind?
Was that you calling Rob that, or was that actually a song title?
Both. Can I say both?
Dude, what's your problem with me?
Phyllis is an old, annoying cunt.
Whoa, that's my grandmother.
Okay, man. I'm just reading them. I'm Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, did you hear of Anal Cunt before today?
I had a couple of their albums back in the day. But I don't like their new stuff. It's sort of pussy.
Or cunt, as it were.
No.
So they're
I just saw the gayest guy on earth. Everyone in Anal Cunt is dumb. That's another one. I'm still here, so it's not working yet, but I'll read a few more.
Okay.
Maybe it'll work.
Maybe you should try reading them while operating a pottery wheel. Did you give that a thought?
That's not even funny. That was a special time in my life. I was riding high. I had Demi Moore between my legs. There was clay everywhere. Now look at me.
I can't. You're on the.
I had a doctor drill a hole in my colon. Didn't help.
Whoa.
I was shitting like a freaking Play-Doh machine.
Oh.
It's coming out of three spots. And it still hurt. It was half blood.
<I can't. laughs>
Now I'm dead, and I thought I'd come in limbo. I'd be my whole self, like maybe me from Roadhouse, which I suggest you check out. It is available on Netflix.
How about Next of Kin?
Do you get royalties in limbo?
No, that's a shame.
So why are you plugging the movie?
It's a good movie. I think it's good for the whole family. I'm still.
What was it rated?
Fantastic.
He's trying to do a good deed so he can get released from limbo by having people see Roadhouse. Because it's a
really
family
a,
film.
Is that really a good deed?
Terry Funk
is
in that movie. You know him?
Well, I have heard of Terry Funk. Are you friends with Terry Funk?
Well, no. He's sort of a dick.
Is he there in limbo right now?
Hold on. Let me take a look. No, that's still just James Hetfield.
Ooh! Yeah!
He won't leave me alone.
Did you say anything other than ooh and yeah?
Hold on. Let me see.
No!
No. I think you just said no.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Is there anything else?
Wait, hold on 1 second. I'm getting a call on my phone. I have to call you guys back later. I got somebody on the other line.
Okay.
It might be Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Patrick Swayze, everybody.
Patrick Swayze.
Soul, everybody. Hopefully to be released from limbo shortly.
Guys, would you believe it? But we are in hour two of the Metal Injection live cast.
Holla.
Oh, my
it
God.
It is good times.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the greatest episode of the greatest podcast in the history of all podcasts.
This week.
It's a very short history, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a few years.
But this is clearly the best one.
Most professional.
This is the best one we did this week.
Well, technically, the second hour of last week is in this week.
No, it's not.
I don't count it that way. I don't count it that way at all.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Well, like, clearly, the last 10 minutes of hour two is a part of this week right now. It's less than a week ago.
I'm confused.
I'm so confused.
I can't
right,
do
never
that.
Mind.
He uses dog weeks. So it's
and I live 7 times longer than all you motherfuckers.
Whoa. You are a smart one.
Mm-hmm.
But, Karen, you didn't know Patrick Swayze had cancer?
I didn't, actually. once he called in, after we went off the air for a break, you guys told me he was on The View.
He was on The View crying
but,
about...
told us he was on The View looking for Whoopi, but we didn't know.
I knew.
I knew.
I didn't
I
know that he had...
it.
He actually has butt cancer, right? And he was crying over it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about Chuck Schuldiner, and I didn't know about Patrick's. Is there anyone else with cancer that I should know about?
I actually have the YouTube
clip. Oh, I thought you were going to say you have cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer on the line.
You're gay and you have cancer?
Oh, geez.
It's supposed to be AIDS.
Let's hear Patrick.
I don't want to watch this. This is depressing.
It's not depressing because... All right, Whoopi.
Let's scan.
Just put it on the part where he's crying. Like a girl.
Oh, this is like the whole thing.
Oh, God.
I just want the crying. Oh, now that hour.
I think you should have done that during the break.
nah. No.
Not serious.
How about Patrick Swayze cry? How about I search for that?
I don't really know if he cries.
Oh, it's a suggestion. Oh, no. It doesn't.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Anywho, all right. That's enough of Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Oh, so Cannibal Corpse.
Putting out a new CD. Speaking of bands with hilarious lyrics
and song title, I mean, I think, honestly, the award for best intro to a song has to be for the track I Come Blood, where he just goes, you know, this one, X1, for all the ladies out there.
It's about bleeding from my dick. Blood. And how romantic is that, ladies?
Well, they love it. You know, a lot of times I'll just have nothing wrong with my dick, and I'll just pierce it with like a little safety pin or something, just so I can cum blood later
on. Why does it have to be a little safety pin, Darren? What are you trying to say?
Well, oh, revelation.
That's not news. So, yeah.
So I thought we could listen to it.
Here's Do we have song. To?
You think?
I think occasionally.
Only about the animal corpse.
Does anyone in the band have cancer?
Not on record. Okay. You're safe. That's you're good. Safe for that one. They're putting out a record, Evisceration Plague. And
Evisceration Plague?
Evisceration Plague.
I like it. Is the song track listing out yet?
Yeah. Oh, let's go to the track listing because honestly it's a little tame.
Really?
It's a little tame.
Sellouts.
Oh boy.
You telling me they sold out, Rob?
I'm telling you that's probably what happened.
So it doesn't rise to the level of like entrails ripped from a virgin's cunt?
No. They're it's very tame. It's like they've gone Disney almost.
They have kids probably.
So it's like entrails ripped from Thumper's cunt.
They don't use the word cunt.
Oh,
I had that
God.
For lunch when I went to Epcot Center.
Yeah, they have that in the cafeteria, I heard, yeah.
Nice really?
A little pricey, though.
It's like very boring. It's like priests of Sodom.
Come on.
Scalding hail.
What?
To decompose.
To decompose. The intransitive verb. The infinitive.
Cauldron of hate.
Oh,
this one is the really controversial one. Beheading and burning.
No. That's like the ballad on any of their other albums.
There's that evidence in the furnace. Carnivorous swarm. That's a really good one you could say with a growl, like this next one. I don't know why I'm whispering. That would be so much more effective if they whispered it. Like it would take less strain. Like this next one is a plague. It's called carnivorous swarm. I come.
This one's pretty bad. The last one's bad.
Well, shatter their bones. Yeah. Carry on?
Carry on like a dead deer.
Oh.
Dead deer.
Sculpted entity. Oh, this is the most creative one. Unnatural.
Yeah.
That's deep.
I wanted to take it. And the last one, Darren, take it away.
Skewered from ear to eye. I like that one's kind of, but it's only 1 out of 12 that works. I'm disappointed, actually.
We need to shoot a sketch where it's like whisper metal.
We need to
start a genre.
We need to shoot a sketch where Cannibal Corpse is like confronted by their fans about how they sold out because they only have one really disgusting song title on their new album.
Where's the I Come Blood? Where's the Fucked With a Knife? What's wrong with you people?
Addicted to vaginal skin.
Now they're like addicted to elbow skin. We felt that the vaginal skin was just too over the top at this point in our career. We're moving towards a more mellow sounder now. You know, we don't think the vaginal skin goes over with our 40-year-old audience. Kids, make sure to put lotion on your skin. You don't want it to dry out. And also, we found that really harsh lyrics are related to cancer. So we don't want to end up like Patrick Swayze and Chuck from Death. Okay, I can't whisper anymore.
Is your voice starting to hurt?
Yes.
All right, let's check out a sample. Let's see how. Let's do live commentary.
Wow.
It's all techno.
It's a remix.
Let's reload.
That's a terrible album.
Is this how it is? This can't be how it is.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we're getting that queued up right now. So, in the meantime, I'll read some more Cannibal Corpse titles. I don't. Well, you know, you should get carcass titles. Those things are fucking great. Well, you can't even read them because they're like grazing. Oh, you got it queued up?
I got it queued up.
All right, this is the new Cannibal Corpse album. Hold on.
Here goes Evisceration of Blade.
Oh, wow.
Man, they really have gone Disney.
Yeah, they changed a lot. This is the most upbeat song, right?
Yeah.
The whole album can't be like this, right?
Well, in the press release.
Oh, it's getting violent. Here it comes.
Oh, there's the breakdown.
Wow.
I got blood with a knife. Evisceration plague. Evisceration plague.
Wow, this is
that's the new Cannibal Corpse, ladies and gentlemen.
I gotta say, I'm surprised.
Yeah?
No, we're just kidding. That wasn't really...
like, I have to say that that
wasn't
really...
It's really not?
It wasn't... I know. No, it was like, wow, I really like this new direction.
Although, suddenly, I want to go to Six Flags. I don't know why.
What? Is that what's happening? So, that was Cannibal Corpse.
No, play the real one on here.
It wasn't loading. Maybe it'll load on the...
Why don't you go on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh.
So we're going to play the real Cannibal Corpse as Rob types it in really slowly.
I spelled it wrong.
Camel shorts.
But the YouTubes, you know.
Okay, preview it says.
I think this made... This is Priest of Sodom. I think it's a preview of, like, all the tracks.
Oh, short clips of each track? It sounds very un-Cannibal Corpse-ish. Right? Isn't it?
Their instruments are not tuned down enough.
Yeah, it's too coherent.
Like, there's a song structure, which is not typical of them.
Okay, next song. Two. Scalding Hail.
Is this produced by Rick Rubin?
Eric Rutan. Eric.
No, yeah,
Eric
Bob Rock left Metallica. I went to produce Cannibal Corpse. Yeah, I definitely want more techno sound in this album for you guys. They hired a psychiatrist named Phil, too. Cannibal Corpse, in a way, is like the...
This is track three, but it sounds exactly like track two.
And one.
And I guess this part's a little different.
No, because they're playing the solo part.
The solo hair.
I was going to say Cannibal Corpse is like ECW in a way, because you know how there are all these stupid fans of ECW that used to be like, well, I don't watch WWF, but ECW is real. You know, that's why I watch it. Like, that's how... Cannibal Corpse fans are a lot. Like, a lot of times, you'd be like, well, all these other bands just say shit, but the Cannibal Corpse really murders people, you know. They really believe that shit.
Yeah. Slayer are a bunch of pussies, but Cannibal Corpse, they're the fucking real, too.
Look at that, man. They fucking really rip girls' vaginal skin off and eat it.
Do you see the font in their logo?
It's like deteriorating. Look at it, it's like bleeding. So play the next track. Oh, this is it. Never mind.
Yeah. We're up to track 13, actually.
No. Oh.
This is track 5. Beheading and Burning. It's an upbeat track.
Okay.
Wow.
Sorry.
Track 6. Evidence in the Furnace.
You're joking, right? You didn't change it.
No, this is track 6.
And we played a game of Clue.
And
it was Colonel Mustard, and then there was some evidence in the furnace. So, like, we should just make a song about that. With the candlestick in the study.
It was Colonel Mustard in the furnace with the knife that ripped off the vaginal skin.
I bet, actually, and maybe justifiably so, there are people listening right now. They're like, I wish they'd shut up. And like, we could hear these new Cannibal Corpse. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
I'll shut up till all the exact same song, that song that sound exactly alike, stop playing.
But, I mean, really, if you really just want to listen to the song, just YouTube it. Or it's actually on the main page of our site. You don't even have to go to
download.
YouTube. No, you could play it. No. This is it's a YouTube video. It's the same video that we're watching.
In all honesty, though, if you
want to...
If you want to listen to this song instead of our podcast, you should just kill yourself. Seriously. Finish listening to the podcast, then kill yourself.
All this entertainment you'd give up. No, then listen to Cannibal Corpse, then kill yourself.
Kill yourself as you're listening to Cannibal Corpse.
And then your parents will sue them.
Satisfaction. Yeah. That's just me.
This is a nice little riff.
This album was produced by the RZA.
No, that's a good riff. And it's gone.
Not bad.
Shatter Their Bones is this one. We only have three left after this.
So with bands like Cannibal Corpse, like, is there anyone out there like that can understand what they're saying without the lyric sheet? That can
try to understand some of it. Hold on. And there's no lyrics. There's no vocals.
And surprisingly, I understand it perfectly.
See? I love my mom.
No, Patrick Swayze died.
Creator of the Dead.
Break your wildebeest, break it on your thighs.
So I heard Survives in there somewhere.
Putting out the groceries.
Postage stamp dead. I always eat flesh.
No, I think you just said you're a cocky face.
You're a cocky face.
Oh, unnatural.
You're a cocky face.
Boring.
Okay, so that's the Cannibal Corpse album.
Check it out. Make sure to pick it up when it comes out in stores.
Or check out any other Cannibal Corpse album,
because it sounds exactly the same. Well, this one sounds a little more Disney.
Yeah.
This one was produced by Miley Cyrus. All the other ones aren't.
Not the RZA? What are you doing?
I'm looking for news stories for us to talk about.
Why can't we just chat with one another?
All right, let's chat, guys. So tell me about your week, Noah. Everybody has to go back to work. That really sucks for me.
Yeah, I also have to go back. That really sucks, too.
Yeah, and to make matters worse, on Tuesday, second day of being at work, I work at a web company, a web design company, and the second day of work, when I walked in, the internet was down, or it was like... It wasn't just, it wasn't exactly down, it was like barely up. Like,
how did you live?
Like, I was online, sort of. I kept signing on and off, but I could like communicate, and if I visit a web page, like if I wait 5 minutes, it would load. And honestly, being a person who is on the internet all the time, it was like water torture. Like, you know how waterboarding? Like, that's... Like digital waterboarding.
You'd rather just not have it than have a little of it.
Digital. I'm gonna coin that. Digital waterboarding.
It was like being on AOL in 1996.
Worse,
right?
worse. Because at least
things were designed for that.
Yeah, and it's like if it takes 5 minutes to load, at least you'll see like a blurry version of the image in 1 minute, and then a less blurry version the second
minute. So the blurry version would entertain you while you were waiting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was like a guessing game, but like with this one, and this is exactly what it felt like. It felt like if I was a dog on a leash, attacked to a post, and then it's like I'm running, but then I get caught and I got to get pulled back. That's exactly. Imagine being like that. But in a digital form. That's what it felt like for me.
I was downloading something.
Porn.
Actually, no. It was a movie called Wrist Cutters. You ever see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
I didn't see it, but I installed it yesterday, so I'm going to watch it tomorrow. But it.
How was it?
I didn't see it. I just told you I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
You're not paying attention, Rob.
It downloaded so fucking... I got Optimum Boost now.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Oh, my God. God, that movie's like, what is it, 2 hours? So it must be like 700 megs or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like a 5-minute download. It was like, I turned back and I was like 72%. I said, what? 72% done. And like, before I just went to some other window and came back to it. It was like three quarters finished. No, it wasn't. I just told you it wasn't porn.
No, the other window.
I support porn by paying for it, okay? I don't steal it.
What?
I want to make sure that quality porno gets made.
Do you have any porn sites you'd like to recommend to the listening public?
I don't actually go to porn sites. I just download porn from torrent sites.
Oh, you just said right now.
What? Wait, what?
You completely lied to us
two months
ago.
No, I'm saying I will buy them. I will buy them after they're if watch them if they're good. Why? Why is that funny?
So if you watch them, like, how do you
decide?
I support
them if they're good.
How do you decide if it's good?
I steal it. And, oh, like, what's a good porn?
Yeah.
Like a porn where it's like really rough porn, but like if the girl looks like she's into it, like if the girl's crying, like looking like she's just getting abused,
yeah,
because she wants to make money, I don't get turned on by that. But if she's getting abused and like she's looks like she's enjoying it, then I like it.
And like she's on welfare, so you know she's not making money.
No, those are bad. Like, do you ever see what is the name of that? Facial abuse.
Of course, all the time, Dan.
You've heard of it, though, right? they get well, now they're getting a lot of money, so they're starting to get higher quality hoes.
They're sold out.
Yeah, they. But they used to get like real hookers, like they would just drag some ugly hooker in, like a fat. Like some of them were like passable, but the majority of them were just really disgusting looking girls. And it's the most disgusting. Like it's like a car wreck because you. It's not a turn on, but you sit there and watch it because you can't believe the girl subjected herself to this. It's the most, like, the guys are, like, those are, like, average guys from, they're not in shape or anything. They're, like,
they're probably the owners of the company.
They're, like, flabby guys with small penises, and, like, they just make a porn with these really disgusting girls. I'm making it sound really appealing, aren't I?
Where do you go to buy the dildo online?
I've seen it online, like clips.
No, but I'm saying when you decide, okay, this porn that I've downloaded is worth buying, do you order online or do you go to the porn shop?
I got a DVD.
Because
I have a discount from my old store where I used to work.
So you go to the store and you buy the porn?
Yeah. Why?
Now, do you keep like a queue, like a list?
Yes.
And then,
guess it's time to...
Yes, but it's not a long queue because I very rarely find porn that I like. I'm very particular.
Porn connoisseur.
I am.
How many porn titles would you say you own, Derek?
On DVD?
Yeah. Let's start with DVD.
Does that count? You're acting like you don't have any fucking porn. You're
not on DVD.
You're just not admitting it.
I have gigabytes.
Well, I used to work. Well, what do you have? Well, I'll answer your question first. I used to work in a video store, so we would get promos all the time. So I have like a billion promos. If you're talking about ones that I've actually bought, probably like 20.
Okay. Now, when you say promo, it's just like the same thing. It's just
the same thing, but I get it free. So yeah, I don't want it to sound like I bought, like I spent that.
Right.
Probably have like 70 or 80 promo DVDs.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy that promo and porno are only like a couple letters apart?
For a good reason. Promo graphic.
Which letter?
The M. The M is switched to
an
M.
The M in half.
So
that's a V.
You just killed the conversation. So what porns do you have?
Good ones.
Well, what makes it good for you? I told you my embarrassing
well,
turn on.
I know what makes a bad one. Like you said, like, I don't understand girls that, like, they're like, all right, I guess I'll try out porn. But then when they get there, suddenly realize what it is that they're doing. And then they're just, like, terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes it worse is that it still happens. Like, I wonder if there's ever times where someone's just like, look, I can't do this. Let's stop.
I'm sure it does.
And they're like, nope.
Well, that did happen, too. You know, Max Hardcore got in trouble for that. Because Max Hardcore is this guy who's like, what he does now is not that extreme based compared to all the other shit that people do. But, like, he's like deicide, basically, in a way. Like, he was doing all this shit.
Did
like
he put an inverted cross?
He did the most disgusting porns in life. He was the first guy that really did anal in every single video that he did. And it's really disgusting. Like, I guess there's very few porns that I can't even sit there and watch, but, like, I get physically ill when I watch a scene of his because, like, he dresses. They're perfectly adult women, but he dresses them like they're 15. And puts like badly drawn makeup on their faces and stuff. And he just got convicted just recently. Like, they raided his house and they seized his hard drive. They seized his website. If you go to his website, it's like seized by the FBI, like maxhardcore.com. And then he made another website, Max Hardcore TV, which is now, like, you know.
Forfeited.
Yes, he forfeited to the DOJ or whatever. So, but what he got.
Paul F. Little.
That's yeah,
real
yeah.
name.
It says, on the conviction of Paul F. Little, a.k.a. Max Hardcore. But he's really a disgusting looking guy. Like, he's balding, he's got a big bald spot.
What's wrong with
he's
that?
He's got a little. No, but it looks weird on him. He looks like a creepy pedophile.
Hardcore.tv does not work.
Oh, well, maybe they seized that too. Maybe it's net. I don't know. Whatever. So, wow. No, he just really degrades the girls. It's really bad. And, like, he calls them fat and stupid. Like, he'll get a 90-pound girl. Be like, you need to lose weight. You need to puke. And, like, you know, makes them puke. And it's, he pisses on them, but you can't see that in, like, the. It's like a whole thing when you go on forums of porn sites, and they're like, oh, I don't want the U.S. version because you can't see him pissing on the girls, you know. Like, what? How do you
why
get
are you going on forums of porn
I look
sites?
For, well, I look at the torrents to see if they're, like, the real torrent, to see if it, you know, people leave comments to see if it's real. And then they'll start talking about other shit. So, like, I learn about all these other different kinds of porns, you know.
Dusted.
At least I'm being honest. What the fuck?
I just highlight like 30 things and click download, and then I come back like half a day later.
Well, I'm afraid that I'm going to download something bad, so I always check it out.
There's no such thing as bad porn.
No, I don't mean that. I mean like
a virus?
like yeah.
You get hepatitis from one of those.
Or that's what Patrick Swayze did.
Leave him out of this. American treasure.
What porns do you watch? You just said what you don't watch. Which I agree with. Disgusting porn.
I'd rather not talk about it. I have an image to uphold. I would like to say that I don't watch the pornography.
Rob,
thank you.
I would still be your friend if you watched gay porn. Yes.
Well, then I watch Dudes Bending Over. Dudes Bending Over 2, of course. And then Dudes Bending Over 3. That's a good one. That's actually the best of the dudes.
And then after that, they sold out. They started having, like, you know, cheesy music and everything.
Yeah. That's when they, like, upgraded their cameras. Like, before it was, like the you know, like the Hi8 camera. So it felt more real.
They stopped doing it in an outhouse.
Yeah, but then they... then it's like they get the HD cam... And
yeah.
It's like, oh, come on.
Well, also, in Dudes Bending Over 4, they started actually doing stuff to the dudes after they bent over, and that's
yeah.
disgusting.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
just
that
gay.
Was too far. Yeah. Yeah, that was too far. Like, when I watch gay porn, I don't want to see, like, two dudes doing it.
It's just ribald when they bend over and you look at them. It's very, very much turn on. But then there's some guy puts his penis in the
it
scene.
Totally it totally kills it. I'm glad I have this forum.
Classy.
Yeah.
All right. That's a little too much gay talk.
Huh.
Noah, shut up.
Who invited the
kids back?
Noah, what porn do you watch, Noah? After I embarrass myself for 15 minutes talking about my porn collection, you're not going to say anything?
Nope. I think everything that you described is horrible. I probably watch. So, I'll leave it at that.
Wait, what?
Everything
like,
I say is horrible, what?
Yeah.
You would probably watch it.
That's probably what I watch. Everything that you said is
well,
disgusting.
But it's horrible for me. I don't judge other people. As long as this is like Katie,
you don't watch porn to get off. You watch to laugh at the girls, right? Like it's entertainment for you.
That gets her off.
Yeah.
Look at that dumb fucking whore. Oh, I'm not like her at all. That dumb cunt. They're spitting on her. Oh yeah, take it, bitch.
What, are you in the room with me?
Exactly. Drink that semen. I'm so much better than you are.
Yeah, I go to college. Oh, yeah, I just finished all of my homework.
I have an internship. Don't tell me. You probably steal music, you cunt.
Oh, yeah, she probably has LimeWire and torrents, that bitch. Yeah, spit on that cunt. Spit on that pirate, bitch.
Take that for downloading the ABBA discography, you whore.
And that's just the A's.
Punishing downloading whores 21. Let's do it. Find some porno music, Rob. We'll put that together right now.
We have to start from number 21.
Yeah, there's no 1 through 20. It's just the whores downloading whores 21, and you just see her at a fucking. There it is. Are you downloading, bitch? What the fuck? Get away from that fuck. You know artists work real hard to make that money, cunt. The fuck you doing?
I'm downloading you, baby.
I done told you once. I told you 1,000 times. That costs artists money. Implied copyright. Wait, what's that? What is that word that I'm looking for?
Penetration.
That's right. Now, wait. That's another movie. That dude's bending over. Get out of here. All right. This is not porn.
I mean, for pornography. That was the first thing I thought of.
What pornos
are
you watching?
That beginning part, that was kind of porn.
He watches pornos on Music Choice.
Hey!
And they have little liner notes on the TV, like, Dude's Bending Over 5 was created in a rest stop outside on the New Jersey Turnpike outside exit 11. Thank you, Music Choice, for buying that product placement plug right there.
We should probably go to all one song music first because
I'm laughing too hard.
I think the site is down again.
But
we're recording now, so it's all right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. A little more music for you on the Metal Injection Live Cast. The Kish Diamond!
And we're back with the final 20 minutes of the Mound Injection livecast.
My mic is up.
Your headphones are not in, Darren.
Why don't I hear myself as Darren? We have a very intricate setup here at the Mound Injection livecast. We don't fuck around.
The beautiful palatial studios.
Okay, so we might have been down. I'm pretty sure that we might have our lowest live audience ever this week because Blog Talk Radio, like, or maybe our highest, actually.
Huh?
Because we're getting so many hits. Blog Talk Radio can't fucking handle us. They can't handle us.
When did Thor come in the room? What happened?
I don't know when he came in the room.
We can't pay him this time. We don't have enough money.
Yeah. We were going to have a guest on this show, but the budget for Thor to get him on the show was so large we couldn't afford a guest this week.
Well, we got Anthony. But
that's all we could afford. Some guy.
We killed him with sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze just called in on his own volition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wait, is Patrick back on the phone?
Hold on.
Let me load it up. Patrick,
hello.
Hey.
I've got a special message for you guys.
Go ahead, shoot.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Oh, cut him off.
Penis. Oh, wait. Wait, I'm tingling. I think that worked. I think that did it. Baba Booey is sending me to heaven. Thank you. It's been a great time with you guys.
All right, Patrick.
Wow, Patrick gets to
heaven. Wow.
Patrick. Unbelievable. What a story this episode. First, Patrick.
You hear it
Patrick
first.
Swayze, first. He calls into our show thinking this is The View. Then, after he calling in, you know, he finds an anal cunt CD in a bin. And after that, it was crazy. He's like, where was he?
I think he said he was in Limbo, right?
Yeah.
And Jim Stanfield was there, the guy from Death. And some anal cunt CDs. It's weird.
Oh.
Patrick Swayze. But then he started tingling, he said, when he started saying Baba Booey.
Yeah, I guess Baba Booey sent him to heaven.
He's the cure.
That was his unfinished business. He needed to do a Baba Booey crank call.
He needed to prank us.
That's why he got us. See, that was God.
God works in mysterious ways. Yeah.
God is a Howard Stern.
I wonder.
Jewish.
I wonder if God listens to the livecast, the Mound Injection livecast.
Well, he must, otherwise how would he have known that Patrick Swayze did the crank?
It was destiny.
Right. Holy shit!
So you're going to scare off all our Satanist audience that are metalhead.
Well, God might like just like Christian metal, you know? Like Striper.
Like I said,
Creed.
Scare off all our Christian audience.
Oh, speaking of Creed... let's talk about Led Zeppelin. Sid, you were saying, you know, what happened this week with Led Zeppelin?
What?
I guess they were thinking of doing a tour without Robert Plant and obviously John Bonham, who's dead. But the Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and Jason Bonham.
They're still alive?
They were auditioning, yeah, sadly.
Is it like Jason Bonham now 100 years old, too?
Probably, yeah. But they were auditioning singers, and what I read, the two singers that they auditioned were Steven Tyler, all right, pretty big guy, pretty big name in rock and roll music.
Patrick Swayze.
Obviously. And the lead singer of Alter Bridge.
Alter Bridge, for all you actual metalheads, is the band that features the Creed minus Scott Stapp and a new singer that sounds exactly like Scott Stapp.
So upon auditioning these guys, they decided, you know what? Fuck this. We're not going to tour. This
Thank
isn't worth it.
God.
Play some Alter Bridge. I want to hear what that sounds like.
Do you really?
Well,
it sounds exactly how you think it will sound.
Do you want
All right.
to just play a Creed song?
Let's prove it.
Do you want to just lose the one person that's actually listening?
Okay.
That kid's from Dallas. He probably loves Alter Bridge.
It's Alter with an E.
Should I spell Alter?
It is. It's on there. Okay, it's Creedish.
Can you take me?
One. It looks like Sawyer from Lost. Jesus Christ, I love him. He's so awesome. What is that thing that singers, they go, I had it all.
It's like they're constipated.
All right.
And they're pushing up from their
head.
I had it all.
That was pretty tough.
I heard that Led Zeppelin now, they're going to tour with Avril Lavigne as the lead singer.
Oh, we actually have her audition. Someone just emailed it over to us before the show.
Okay.
She did an audition with a Led Zeppelin song, though. She brought her own cover song.
It sounds like System of a Down.
Yeah. That's what she auditioned with.
Let's hear this. Okay, I'll be John Paul Jones. Ready? All right, Avril, let's hear it. By Jove, you're hired.
gobble.
You wanted to.
So before we went on here, we were listening to music choice, and this band Focus came on, and they have this song called Hocus Pocus. And I just wanted to play some of it.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Focus, Darren?
Yes.
Tell us a little.
I don't know anything about them. I just know this one song.
Yeah.
They're like.
I mean, it gets
like
pretty epic.
Is it this one?
Yeah, this is their, like, they're like a one-hit wonder.
Darren,
I wonder if they like Led Zeppelin. They probably like Led Zeppelin.
I missed it. This was on music.
This is before you got here.
Oh.
Because we were all on time, except for like when we went on the air.
On time, we were
6 months late.
I was like half an hour early.
The truth comes out.
Rewind.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know,
but there was yodeling in this.
Right, that's it.
There's a tea kettle.
The tea's ready.
Yeah.
Anthony's back.
The dead.
Oh, God.
So what was your point of playing this again?
What else were we talking about?
Avril.
Oh, that's right.
Gobble. So Avril got the job, I guess.
that if we put the mic to our listeners, this is what we would hear.
Metal Injection live cast.
Carly, you're on the air.
Wake up.
Gabba.
No matter what, this works.
It always makes me laugh when I hear this.
Anyway, we're down to our final 9 minutes. Anthony, you want to contribute anything to the show in the last 9 minutes?
Be honest.
Anthony's super high. Right?
How about I be dishonest?
Another plug with this guy with the
in
plug?
All your dishonesty.
Hey, why don't you tell us who your band sounds like? Who do they sound like?
They sound like, in all dishonesty.
Oh.
What
do they sound like? What does they sound like?
You know, it's like a blend of traditional metal and hardcore. I don't know if there's a name for that.
If someone were to...
I don't know. I think we're pretty original in how we blend those two genres together. Actually,
is that like hardle? Is that what the genre is?
That is
hardle.
What if it was like say,
hardedle?
What if it was like crunk and death metal?
Crunk and death metal. It sounds like a Chinese fighting style, actually.
Creddle.
Yeah, metal.
Dunk.
So if someone were to visit your MySpace page,
why don't you just play the song?
/ all dishonesty. What song should they play?
Jeez. God, that sounds good.
I think they should listen to all the songs. There's four of them.
But if they only have time for one.
Yeah, the first one.
They only have one.
They only have 1 minute.
Yeah. Now, what if they hit up your page and then the player doesn't load?
Then,
like, what do they do?
Anthony, just sing the song.
Send an error message to my technical staff. And,
it's not a real person.
Right. Checked his last login was about 4 years ago. So, just the first song, any song. I think it's a good introduction.
The, Are you on pure volume?
No.
Are you guys on Facebook?
On YouTube, or
no.
Are you guys on
Flash Drive with your music
do,
on
do,
it?
Do you realize the problem here?
Do you really have a band? Tell the truth.
Is there a band?
There's no band, is there? You just made a MySpace page.
If by band you mean some guys that get together
and smoke weed,
then yeah,
and talk about making a record.
we're only on MySpace right now. We're going to have a website soon, later up this year, in allthishonesty.com. But as of now,
right,
it's MySpace.
So if you just pick, imagine like a bunch of drums, right? And then there's like guitar parts that come in, right? Like, and then
like the singer screams, but he doesn't see anything yet.
Right.
And then it goes into a faster drum part, followed by actual singing.
Right. Oh, man. Finally it loaded. Oh, wow. This isn't that bad. That
sounds familiar.
This isn't that bad.
Louder!
This is your band? Yeah?
Yes, this is my band.
So your band collaborated with Ja Rule and James.
Yeah, Ja Rule gets around.
Well, yeah, we're actually in collaboration with Ja Rule. He's making a comeback. And as he's coming back, we're coming up with
in the Heddle scene.
In the Heddle scene, hard Heddle.
That's what you should call your band,
Heddle and Jekyll.
Heddle. Newsflash, buddy, you are on pure volume.
Oh shit!
Wow, look at that.
I guess
yeah.
Purevolume.com/allthishonesty.
Oh, what? All
right, let's hear it.
We're also on Last FM, actually.
You're talking over your song.
Last FM/artist/allthishonesty, or just.
Now, is this the hardcore part or the metal part?
This would be the hardcore part. It's a breakdown. Breakdowns are usually associated with the hardcore.
Is this the hardcore part or the metal part?
This is the lifeless lost part.
This is the I see.
Can you see the influence?
Well, I hear it. I don't see it.
Yeah. Well, no, man. You got to see the music.
Yeah.
Hearing.
Anthony, act it out.
You need to have a graphic equalizer so you can see the difference.
Now this part, is it metal or hardcore?
This is
like the Norma Jean part.
Yeah.
Break it down, bro.
Norma Jean, throwing it back, late 90s, early 90s.
This is truly very insightful.
Gallop. Yeah.
You don't usually hear a band go through the influence. Like, well, when I was playing this part.
This is who we thought of.
This is the DVD commentary of this track. Yeah, this is the part we were recording this, and I had to take
DVD
a mad dump.
Commentary track?
Should. What's an event that?
No, this is a downbreak? Is that what these are called?
No, I think it's called a divide by two. That's what we call them. I don't know.
Crazy musicians.
Then back into the beginning, you know.
Oh, that's a callback, right?
Yes, like, that's the actual musical term for it.
Wow.
Callback.
Yeah. Now, what is he saying at this point? What does the singer feel?
It's about basically the.
It's about dudes bending over five.
And Patrick Sweezy.
Bending over in a bathroom. I love gay porn. Ow!
Wow, you're really good at this.
Thank you. I try.
Is Darren in your band?
No. He's
no.
Not, but I think he's in a. Direct discussions with the singer. I think he actually influences.
I channeled him.
About.
I'm like Zelig from
Woody
Allen.
Now, you know what I love about your Pure Volume page? You guys, you have four songs up. You have your location set. Nothing else.
Yeah, there's a default picture of a silhouette.
Yeah, there's a silhouette of one dude. And that's it. And there's
I think
like,
that's the picture that's there
even,
when you don't put a picture.
Yeah, it's a default photo. And like, whoever set this page up, which clearly wasn't you, couldn't even put like a URL to somewhere else. Like if someone never heard of Google, let's say, and they only heard of the website purevolume.com, they would never be able to get any more information other than these four songs.
Luckily, a lot of people have heard of Google.
Well, sometimes we like to remain a shroud of mystery.
Oh, I see what you guys don't want to sell out.
Yeah,
like you think if people
we
actually
want to become the next anal cunt, which
right,
would
right.
really stay.
It's like Cannibal Corpse. Like, you guys aren't going to.
We're
too metal to have a website.
Dude, I like where you're headed with this band. It's going in good direction.
We're recording a demo right now. We just finished the production on the drums. and we're going to start recording guitars in about another week or so. So hopefully by the summer we should have a second album demo.
And where can people find this?
It'll be on MySpace. We'll throw it up on MySpace.
MySpace.com/InAllDishonesty. And I just want to let you know the MySpace players still haven't looked.
That whole time.
That's not our fault.
But we're coming to the conclusion of another amazing episode of the Metal Injection Livecast.
I wanted to know if those dudes ever received the CDs that we sent them.
Let's not talk about that. No, if you haven't received it, you'll probably receive it.
You'll receive it in 90 seconds.
Receive it in. You know, it's weird on the. On
ding dong! Oh, my CD's there.
Anywho, we have less than 90 seconds. Make sure to check out the website. There's a fantastic video up there right now of a kid who just got a Nintendo Wii, and it's set to Cryptopsy. It's hilarious. It'll make your weekend. Get over there. Hit up the website. It'll make you go, giggle, giggle, giggle. I want a Nintendo Wii.
Gobble, gobble.
Oh, the Blog Talk Radio lady is trying to get me out of here. So.
Gentlemen and lady, it was a pleasure.
So anybody else have any final words?
I like porn.
Any?
Go kill yourself.
Just end with a few of these.
Give me a gobble. One quick gobble.
Is that a pickup line?
Give me a gobble, baby.
One quick gobble.
Bend over on the Paramus at rest stop. X15.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, sorry. Play a fart sound now to make it look like I didn't just fart into the mic. Bye.